Section 3. You're going to hear a university tutor interviewing a candidate for a place on a postgraduate diploma course in teaching geography. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 27. Now listen carefully to the first part of the interview and answer questions 21 to 27.
Hello. Jonathan Briggs, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Do come in and sit down.
Thanks.
Right. Well, Jonathan, as we explained in your letter, in this part of the interview, we like to talk through your application form, your experience to date, etc. And then in the second part, you go for a group interview.
Group interview, yes, I understand.
So, your first degree was in economics?
Yes, but I also did politics as a major strand.
Mm-hmm. And you graduated in 1989. And I see you've been doing some teaching.
Yes, I worked as a volunteer teacher in West Africa. I was there for almost 3 years in total, from 1992.
How interesting. What organisation was that with?
It's not one of the major ones. It's called Teach South.
Oh, right. Yes, I have heard of it. It operates in several African countries, doesn't it? And what kind of school was it?
A rural cooperative.
Oh, a rural cooperative. How interesting. And what did you teach?
A variety of things in different years. I did, with forms 1 to 3, mainly geography, and some English with form 5. Then, in my final year, I took on some agricultural science with the top year. That's form 6.
Right. Quite a variety, then.
I also ran the school farm.
How interesting.
Before the interview continues, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the interview and answer questions 28 to 30.
And how did you find the whole experience?
I'll be honest with you. At the end of the first year, I really wanted to leave and come home.
Oh, why was that?
Well, I was very homesick at first and missed my family.
Oh, yes, I can understand that.
And I also found it frustrating to have so few teaching resources. But I did decide to stay, and in the end I extended my tour to a third year.
Right. Things must have looked up then.
Yes, we set up a very successful project, breeding cattle, to sell locally.
Really?
And then, after a lot of hard work, we finally got funds for new farm buildings.
And you wanted to see things through?
Uh-huh.
And that's why you want to train to teach geography?
Yes. I've had a couple of jobs since then, but I now realise I like teaching best. And I chose geography because it's my favourite subject. And also because I think it has so many useful applications.
Well, you certainly have had some interesting work experience. I'll ask you now to go on to the next stage of the interview.
That is the end of Section 3. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.